Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. Instead of this being a good day program, because it sounds like it is with the players involved, it isn't. It's the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the items that are on the lists from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com, these lists, stories, the people. Also, gooddayshow.com. Right, or is it gooddaynetworks.com, Jay? No, it's gooddayshow.com. Yay! Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. This, according to some people, according to experts, is the most important radio hour of the week. Or radio hours, because the Talk Radio Countdown Show goes along with the Talk Radio Review with Ms. Horn, who's here from KRLA in Los Angeles, and also this program, Jay Kirshner, who has known that her fate would be in my hands, perhaps for the rest of her career.
Can you imagine?
Dun, dun, dun. Look at it. Hasn't done Jennifer. What are you chuckling for? Hasn't done
funny.
You such a bad. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So you've got, you're like, you mold us. How about that? You're an architect. Or what do you call it when you're, come on. A sculptor.
What?
Sculptor.
Yes.
This shows you where my brain is like, holy.
Sculpting. Yes, right, exactly. All right, let's see here. Before we get into the list, always like one when Jennifer's here, at least one good L.A. story. And so here's one that we can use to kick off our general conversation. The mother who gave birth to a baby during the power outage at the hospital this past week.
Yeah.
All right. Jacob Phoenix Villabona was delivered this year. What caused the power? It wasn't that little storm that blew through there. There was hardly any wind and hardly any rain.
No, and nobody has answered what has caused the power outage, actually. It was at White Memorial Hospital, which is in downtown Los Angeles. And this happened after the hurricane, which was what was our week's theme this week, which is the hurricane and the earthquake on Sunday. But no one knows what happened, and firefighters had to evacuate, literally by hand, because the elevators were out.
Didn't work.
An entire, I think, a whole wing of a hospital, and a lot of these people couldn't help them back. Pretty crazy. So there was, like, people who were in a rehab area, then they had the NICU, which is really dangerous. That's a newborn ICU, and then they had the OBGYN area. And so they evacuated these people down the stairs, and somebody ended up having a baby, like, in the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah, because so, there was no place for them to go. But
this is on your side of the hill, too, right? This they
was in downtown L.A.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there you have it, folks. The latest hot news from the hot city of L.A. I suppose we can bring that around to talk about number 10 on the story list this week, which are all these storms and the heat and things like that. And, of course, it's all about climate change. So please, right now, while you have this all on your mind, go buy an electric car. It'll fix everything. You'll be all set. All right, so that's number 10 on the list. The BRICS Summit. I want to talk about that a little bit. Hold on. The death of Mr. Prigozhin, or Prig, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Allegedly.
He's allegedly dead, or allegedly.
I don't trust anything about this story.
Really? You don't? Really? Wait, where would he go hide? Did he come to, like,
well,
South
Well, did he try Bay? To fake his own death to get away? Did Putin try to off him? I mean, there's just, you know, there's a lot
that
going on.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But Joe Biden said, I knew this was going to happen.
Of course.
That was it. Okay, speaking about Biden, number 7, the impeachment inquiry, what's new this week in that? I didn't see anything about that. Made me
the impeachment inquiry?
Yeah.
They want to file that against Joe Biden.
Well, but they've been talking about that for months.
Yeah.
It's no new. What's
Welcome
new
to
there?
The Republican Party.
Yeah, okay. Number 6, another story that hasn't changed much this week, immigration problems on the border. Duh. All right, there's like this. There's our educated commentary on the problems on the border. We have a problem. You need a new administration to fix it. These guys are not going to do a damn thing to fix any of this. Even if there's a lot of pressure from people who are voters, nah, this is the right thing to do. Let them all come in. I told you the story on the air, I think, didn't I, Jay? Maybe, Jennifer, you weren't here. Or maybe, Jen, you were here and Jay wasn't. I'm not sure. I think I told the story earlier this week about how there are a bunch of Haitian refugees who have found their way to my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. So the state just decided to plop them in a motel here. They didn't really tell anybody they were going to do it until they got here. And so the Board of Health went down to check them, make sure they didn't have rabies or whatever people have that come from wherever they came from, because nobody knows actually how they got here. And they found three of the 30 people had ankle bracelets on, so they must be really pillars of society in Haiti. Get up here. And then the fellow, the director of the health department, went into the next room at the hotel and found four people smoking pot. And so one would wonder, if they don't have any money, they don't have any food, where'd they get the pot? Right? That's a reasonable question.
That's a question. Great question, yeah.
I know. That's a good question. Yep. Okay, so that's my immigration horror story for the week. Number five, all of the conversation about crime. This is from Idaho. I don't know how many of you heard this or not. The fate of Brian Koberger. Remember him?
Mm, yeah.
The guy who was charged with the murders of those four University of Idaho students. He waived his right to a speedy trial. What does that mean?
That means he has more time. More time to put together a defense.
What's his defense? Didn't they catch him red-handed?
Well, he denies that he did it, and there's evidence linking him. I mean, the sheath of a knife that belonged to him was near one of the bodies, all that stuff. But he wants more time. His lawyers want more time. So he would rather spend more time in jail than have the right to a speedy trial.
What are the chances of him getting offed by somebody in jail?
You never know these days. You know, I hate to play predictions because nothing is normal. You know, it looks like he did it, but his legal team says that he didn't or that there's more to the story, so...
You know, when I'm... all the crime shows on TV, I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a way, okay, I didn't do it, and the lawyers and the guys, like Paul Drake, remember him from Perry Mason? He was their investigator. Get the investigator to find out who really killed these women, and we'll present that evidence in court.
Let's start with the OJ story, because remember, he said he was going to find who really did it.
Right.
That did not happen.
Yes. Well, yes, it did, but he didn't want to look at himself in the mirror, so there you go. All right, let's see here. Number four, the president visits Hawaii. How much time should we spend on that? Welcome to take your time.
Well, I mean, I think it's atrocious what he did when he was there.
Well, we expect that from you.
Well, no, I expect that from everybody. The people of Hawaii are upset. I mean, the guy came to Hawaii. He walks through the place where it's like people's bodies are still buried. He said, wow, this ground is still hot. Makes a joke about it. And then goes and tells people a story saying, well, I can understand. You know, you lost your home and your daughter. Well, I can understand because, you know, I almost lost my cat and my Corvette in a fire at my home. That story has been debunked. It was a small kitchen fire. He didn't come close to losing anything. And how dare you tell that to someone who just found their husband's ring because their body was just literally burned to ashes.
Burned to a crisp.
It's so rude. And then he goes to this event and he sits down and he's watching this event for the victims. And there are videos everywhere wondering if the guy is asleep because he looks like he's asleep.
He's the president.
There are still 850 people minimum missing. I mean, this is not okay. There's just no shred of empathy at all. It's very sad.
But people say, Jennifer, you should have empathy for him. He's an old timer. Where's your empathy for Joe?
But seriously, I mean, in all seriousness, you've got 800 children that are, like, these are kids that are missing. It's really heavy, and I don't know.
Exasperating.
Yeah.
I think is the word for it, because we have such terrible leadership all the way around.
All you need to do is say, I'm praying with you. I am so sorry. We're here to help. We'll do whatever we can. That's all he had to say. That's it.
Yeah. And there weren't people scripting it well enough. Okay, so that's Joe in Maui. Now, his son, Hunter, is at number three this week because that investigation continues. But I didn't see anything really new this week. It's the usual hubbub. And
the new part is that there's now an investigation going on about how many times Hunter used Air Force Two when Joe was vice president to use it to fly places, essentially, to go make his business deals. And not only
isn't there some like log out procedure?
Not only do they have a log, but now the photos are emerging. So all of a sudden, you're seeing the photos of Hunter, how they slide him into the limo when Joe was making these trips. He was there. I think they caught him like 30 different times so far on camera in all these different places and places in which he was making deals. And so then you have to go, okay, was he using this as his own first class airline?
Are they that stupid to do that? I mean, that's blatant. And do they think the American public is asleep? Or
the American public is mostly asleep because most of the mainstream media outlets won't cover stories like this.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Jennifer, did you hear? This is there's something fabulous happening on HBO Max.
Tell me, I love it.
CNN is going to have its own spot so you can get more news quicker on HBO Max. It's laughable.
I just want like one. I forget the Fox, forget the everything. I just want like one news source.
Kind of, but you've got
Chris Cuomo on there. I don't know. I just want one news source that's apolitical.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't do politics. He's doing his shrug your shoulders routine. I think it's good. I like Dave. What's his name? Dave Matthews. I always say Dave Matthews.
He's great. He's a good news reporter.
Right, exactly. All right, and number one on the hit parade this week on the talk radio countdown show, as far as the story list is concerned, are the indictments for the Georgia election. That requires more time than we have here to talk about it. Whether you're interested in talking about the actual photo, the mug shot that was released, the polls about whether Trump is in big trouble because of this, whether he turned himself in late at night, what was that all about? All of this stuff. There's a lot of huzzarai, and so we'll get into that later on during the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Jay, and Doug, 18 after the hour now.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the overview that we do every week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Social media time, the items that are trending in social media. We have some thoughts on the debate. I thought this was interesting. Fox and Friends host Carly, is it Shimkus? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah.
Shimkus, right? She has provided some details on Rudy Giuliani and what's going on with him as a co-conspirator in the election case. And this is all in light on social media. You'll be shocked to hear that Representative Omar from Minnesota mocked Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani.
No, come on.
I know, isn't that?
He's such a big fan. What happened?
I know, right, exactly. Yeah, and so unbiased and so open-minded. Yeah, anyway,
all
know
this was the big week where they all had to turn themselves in. They had to turn themselves in by Friday. So all the mugshots were hot off the presses this week. And there were some people who we've seen before and some people who we haven't. Rudy was probably the most, I think, loud when he did it.
Yeah, right. He was indicted with all these other people. He was actually booked on 13 charges, Jennifer.
First time the nation's history where someone's legal team gets indicted for something like this.
Right. I mean, they're all lawyers. They don't have to hire lawyers. They're all lawyers themselves, right?
I guess so.
Rudy had to cough up $150,000. Is that what Trump came up with?
Trump's bail was $200,000, but he actually used a bail bondsman.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he put up for security?
I don't know, but he used a bail bondsman. That's what I heard.
Oh, my God, what a circus. All right, other social media. Your thoughts on the Republican debate. Jay, would you please share some of our listeners' thoughts on the debate? I notice we don't have many comments, which would indicate not many people watched the debate. Matter of fact, I think I saw the stats on this, Jennifer and Jay. It was half of the viewership of the first Republican debate 4 years ago.
I just saw the number for this year, but I don't remember what it was 4 years ago. It could be true. 12.8 million was the number.
When
you compare it to Tucker and Trump on Twitter or on X, whatever we're calling it, last time I checked, which was about 24 hours ago, it was over 200 million views.
Well, You know, I think it's just a coincidence that he did it at the same time they had the Republican debate, don't you think?
No.
Oh, really? Was it a coincidence?
No, that was a coincidence.
Really? And I heard that Donald Trump called, what's his face, and not the other way around.
Tucker Carlson, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody, I don't know, I was shouting about this. I was like from the beginning, do not go to that debate and find some kind of counter programming. I had hoped they had done it on your friends at News Nation. I said, he should have been News Nation or even CNN.
You know who was on News Nation last night? What's his face? George Soros, not George Soros, George,
Sanders?
What's the guy's name from New York, the rep who's a lying
George
SOB?
Sanders?
Santos, that's
yeah.
Right. He was a that was an interesting interview. Okay, so let's have a few of these thoughts, Jay, would you please, on the debate?
Yeah, regarding the Republican debate, Terry said, I watched half, but admire Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, too, but we have a way to go. They start campaigning way too early. Where was the American flag during this debate backstage?
Great question, yes.
And we do need a change in leadership. God help America.
Mm-hmm.
Tanny Lombatis says, my thought was that the worst Republican candidate would be a million times better than anything the Democrats have to offer.
I'd say that woman was a Republican. What do you think?
Well,
you
want to
put money on that?
To that. I think she's right, even though there are some of those on the stage that should exit stage right.
All right. What else?
And David Evernham said, I thought that the numbers 5 to 8 should go home, but the other 4 fight it out for the primary.
Probably what's going
to
happen
like
here, pal.
The numbers of 5 to 8.
Got it. Right. 28 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A new Rutgers Ipsos poll suggests GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm Brian Daniels, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits, the stories. We've gone through a number of them. We keep going through the story. The people list as well. Here, Jennifer Horn, Carol A. in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is number one radio personality, according to the voting. It probably continues to go on every day. Let's get more Jennifer more of the time. And then there's Jay Kirshner, who's the number one person on this program. We have lots of people complaining this week, Jennifer, and I know you've heard this before. One woman sent me a really hot. She was hot under the collar because I keep interrupting Jay.
Uh-oh.
You never had that problem with me, did you?
Oh, gosh, no.
All right, enough about that. Let's go to, I was just looking at the list, the comments from social media here, Jay, and there's the focus on BRICS. So maybe we ought to spend some time on that because I think that not a lot of people, never mind, didn't know anything about BRICS. We know kind of what a BRIC is, but what's the real story behind the story with the expansion, the alliance this week? Six countries joining the bloc of the bad guys, the axis of evil, I think was what, wasn't it, who said that? George Bush, George W. Bush, George W. Said he, the axis of evil comprised of, I think it was China and Russia and Iran, right? Wasn't that the axis of evil, or was there somebody else in it? I forget. Oh, no. That was during Iraq times.
Yeah, that was the Middle East. Yeah, BRICS is really interesting for a number of reasons, not just the national security threat, but because of the threat to our economy. So this is Brazil and Russia, India, China, and South Africa that have come together.
Mm.
And they, it's not new. They've been doing this since 2010. But they're choosing to operate in currencies other than the dollar at this point. And obviously that's intentional.
What's the
because
gain?
I'm sorry?
What did they have to gain? China's currency's gone into the tube this week because their economy's falling apart.
There are some people who think that China might be intentionally trying to bankrupt themselves in an effort to bankrupt the world. I don't know. I don't trust anything that comes out of anything.
Not to be trusted.
So I don't know. I don't know about China. Obviously, we're not there. But there have been a lot of stories that say China would attempt to make themselves economically weak just in an effort to get everybody else, like, in the toilet, essentially. But the BRICS nations are using currency other than the dollar, and that's really difficult because this is another way that our dollar is devalued.
But yet the dollar is stronger this week than it's been for a long time, mostly against the yen and some of these other currencies. So what would be the attraction for Saudi Arabia, for example, the big oil-producing country, to not want to trade in dollars when their number one trading partner is the United States, and we keep them in bucks, if you will?
Yeah.
What's in it for them?
I wish I could answer those questions, but I'll tell you that one of the things, just to connect a couple of the stories that are trending this week, obviously the debates, something that was huge this week, the very first Republican debate. And Vivek Ramaswamy, who's gotten a lot of attention, has a really interesting foreign policy. Not loving everything about his foreign policy, but one thing I think he is 100% right on. I think he's weak on our relationship with Israel and such, but
he likes to have his wife walk behind him.
What?
He likes to have his wife walk behind him.
Oh, come on.
But
one thing he's right on is the fight for India. India could be a really key ally for the United States and for the rest of the world, and we seem to be letting it slip away to China and Russia's control.
Because we have no leadership. What do you expect?
But think about it. If you could actually negotiate a deal with India, that's where all of our stuff comes from. Forget China. You start to ace out China. You get your chips. You get everything from India. They're set to do it. And this would be an incredible partner and an incredible notch of victory in the belt to try to knock down our reliance on China.
Get us a leader and we'll go from there.
Anyway, it's a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, let's stick with this a little bit, the debate. Nikki Haley was taking shots at Trump. And the problem with that is it's a waste of time. All of them, they wasted their time talking about Trump. Trump wasn't there. He got the most attention. You fell in. You got suckered in. So she says he's the most disliked politician in America. According to whom? He certainly isn't with his base. So what do you gain by taking shots at him? What are any of them? Again,
well,
like
especially because she's been running as someone who said, I called President Trump. I told him I was going to run. I used to work for him. He's my friend.
Right.
This is a tightrope for a Republican candidate. You have to not alienate the Trump base of the Republican Party if you want to win. You need their support, and they are all in on Trump right now. So you need to be the candidate.
Well, they aren't really. Trump has said that he likes Scott because he hasn't been on him, and he likes Vivek McSweeney, his name is,
No, but what I'm saying is you need the voters in the party to vote for you to get you through a primary. And they're now, by and large, concerned with Donald Trump. So you can't step all over. It's a really weird place to be. But I think the debate was very little league for me.
Asa Hutchinson, what did he say?
He's the one that I just probably like the least. I don't think he offers much except anti-Trump. Chris Christie is all he does is mention Trump. Didn't even mention Joe Biden. Like, let's think about the ultimate prize. I think Nikki Haley, even though she said some derogatory things about Trump, I think she probably had the most surprising and strong performance. Vivek also was very strong. Mike Pence was like a bulldog, which somebody must have told him, you look too nice, act tough, but it just doesn't seem authentic. And so I think he suffers with that. And
Speaking of not being authentic is DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis didn't hurt himself, but he didn't help himself. He was kind of at 500. And the one that I was disappointed with, because I love him, is Tim Scott. And it was like he wasn't even on the stage. I mean, the poor guy just got overwhelmed.
Speaking of who wasn't on the stage, Larry Elder wasn't on the stage, and he sure as heck should have been.
He should have been, and the RNC knocked him out of that.
And not only
knocked him out, banned him from the spin room.
Ah, great. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking at all of these, the things. I kind of go back to Trump and his being indicted and all the stuff. You were saying there's 3 years' worth of material here. And as you were saying that, I was thinking, how many trees have died
in all the paperwork?
With all of this stuff.
All these people that claim to be environmentalists.
After the fact, Nikki Haley tried to make something of what went on there, I think realizing she didn't do that much in the debate, so she had a press conference, and she blasted Ramaswamy for his suggestion of defunding Israel. I don't think that's too much of a – that's not a great play for somebody running the Republican primary.
Well, he explained that he doesn't want to defund it, but he's also – you know, he's running from an America First perspective, and I can understand it. I think there's an appetite for it, but Israel's a really important partner, and you can ask President Trump. I mean, Trump did more for Israel than probably any other president that we've had in modern times, at least. And
Reagan was pretty good on that.
Well, that's I'm saying moderate. I actually think that Trump did more. I mean, he moved our consulate into Jerusalem, which is what he said he was going to do. But anyway, Vivek was the one that everybody hit because he is the one who has caught fire. And in most polls, you're looking at him. If he's not in third, he's in second. And so it was interesting that all the other candidates were hitting him. They were not concerned with DeSantis.
All right. That's enough of that. I think we've gone around and around with that. Let's talk about number 10 this week and what happened in Los Angeles. When Jennifer's here, I think Jay and I take a back seat sometimes because we don't get as much of her as we might like during the course of the week. So I can bring my daughter and my son into play here because they were in it. My grandson's question was, why didn't we have school? The heat wave continues over the middle of our country, 140 million people under heat advisories as of this weekend. Wow. Look all the way. If you look at the map, Midwest states, I have to go out to Minnesota on Monday. I wonder how hot it's going to be. My sister lives out there, and she said it was 113 the other day.
Wow.
Right. Worst, I don't know which is worse, being down in Texas where James is at the controls in our studio. There's 110 or 11 there this week. And so that's the swath. Basically, 140 million people in our country have this weather pattern that will probably break. It looks like it'll break over the weekend. But
I don't want to brag. It's going to get hot in Southern California next week, but it was like 87 yesterday. It was so gorgeous.
Nice. Well, but September is always the warmest month of the year there.
Yeah, so it
not like
gets
this
hot.
A surprise. Exactly, right. And so that stuff continues. All right, also on the list this week, number 5, crime, various stories.
I think you were talking about the hurricane. That's why your grandson was out of school?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a hurricane. All you got was rain and a little bit of wind. There's nothing. That's why I decided we'd had enough, because it was nothing. It was one of those stories. News media, it's like the recession we're in. It's a government-made, phony, baloney recession. Well, the same is true for a lot of this weather stuff. It's a way to scare people, to get control of the rhetoric, and so what? It happened 80-some-odd years ago, and it was much worse then than it is now. For those of you who don't understand history or can't read, then that was that story. I am really getting tired, and you can hear it in my voice with the so-called news media. It isn't. We don't have a news media anymore. We've got advocacy journalism. I think these kids are even being taught. Everybody's got an agenda. And teachers in school have the same thing. It's like a conspiracy of liberal minds. And I don't think, I mean, would you say that those who are on the right have the same intention if they could get the attention? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just find it annoying as much as anything else. Okay. So in the crime department, the story of this missing Arizona woman is an example of the crime. She supposedly was kidnapped in the Phoenix area by a man posing as an Uber driver. Now she apparently has been reunited with her family. But if you look at the note that was sent, it's pretty chilling stuff. And this is just another example of there's so much crime in our country. And Jennifer would tell you, especially where she is, that there's so much crime because everybody gets away with it. There are no repercussions, right? You steal, okay, let them go, it's all right.
No cash bail, you're arrested, and thank you, ma'am. Have a nice time doing it again.
Yeah, that's the story. Anyway, this woman that was abducted spent, was it the weekend or something with this guy? She said they stopped at a gas station, and she slipped a note to a customer. And that's how she got found out.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, it was pretty smart. So she got caught on, she got taken on Monday by a guy named Jacob Wilhoit. And this is this whole business about, you know, we think that what's happening in the world of children being abducted and sold into slavery and sex stuff, but it's happening with adults
trafficking.
Yeah.
So, and there's a hand signal that everybody should be aware of where you tuck your thumb into your palm and then you cover your thumb with your other four fingers, like you make a fist, but your thumb is in there. And you do it in that motion where you tuck your thumb first and then you bend the rest of your fingers down to cover your thumb in the form of a fist. And everyone should be aware of that, not only in case they need to use it, but to watch out for if you see somebody else using it.
Interesting. I had not heard that.
I never heard that. Really?
Yeah, a lot of people, you can use it in a domestic relationship situation, if you are, say, on a video call, if you have been kidnapped, if you are in danger in any which way.
Wow, what a great public service.
To tell people to help.
Should we post that on our social media? A picture of that somehow? Yeah, let's do that. All right, ladies, let's pause now. 48 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the story list, the official list from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the last full week of August. Number 10, all of the weather problems, the storms, the heat waves, that sort of thing. That comes in at number 10. Rounding out number 9 is the BRICS Summit. Some of the new members, there are a new member that has expanded somewhat. Let's see here what's going on in Russia. An antagonist to Putin gets the boot, in a manner of speaking. Number 8, Biden, and whether or not he should be impeached. Go get him. Number 7, the situation on the borders. This is getting kind of old, isn't it? Huh? You'd think they'd want to change their tune. Number 5, all the crime problems with that around the country. Biden goes to Maui is 4. Hunter Biden's investigation is number 3. The debate, number 2, and the indictment, number 1.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here, going back through the list from number 10 to number 1, Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader, is at number 10. Bad Vlad is at number 9. Let's see here, number 8, Kevin McCarthy. Ron DeSantis is at 7. Vivek Ramaswamy at 6. Mark Meadows, 5. Rudy Giuliani is at 4. Hunter Biden, who's the bigger crook here, Hunter Biden or Rudy Giuliani? I'm betting most of you would say probably Hunter Biden, right? or his dad, Joe, who's number two on the list this week, and the king of the people list at the top is the one, the only, the Donald. Donald Trump is number one on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. You get that list every week on our social media at Good Day Networks and all the social media platforms and gooddayshow.com plus talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. This week's Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and the number one. We could probably spend the whole program, and that's why I sort of saved it to the end, because I figured we'd be distracted. We've made mention of it here and there on the program thus far, but the indictment of President Trump and whether or not... Let's start... with whether it is, as some are speculating, but most of them who are speculating this are probably on CNN, that he'll be in big trouble. There is a poll that's out today, a Rasmussen poll, that shows several different scenarios, but the one that seems to be the most problematic is the one if he's found guilty. Can't this get pushed off?
Though, well, that's what they're saying is push it off. Because it's really hard to run for both the presidential election and these
run
cases.
From your jailers.
But the one that's really interesting, this one that we were focused on this week was the one in Fulton, Georgia, is that there are 19 co-conspirators is what they're calling them, including the president. And they want to start the trial in October. It took them, it's like hundreds and hundreds of pages of evidence. And so based on the standards of the law, and this is also pretty atrocious, but we know that as much as in this case they want to fast track the justice system for normal people moves really slow in this country. Right. And that's part of the problem that people get frustrated about.
Yep,
and so, and there's just not an equal playing field, which is also something that needs to be addressed. But, Trump's team says you have, and not even Trump's team, but all the lawyers for all these 19 defendants say it, you know, this is 2 to 3 years of material that we have to review, that we have to get our witnesses together. You can't make us go by October. And so that's the argument for the judge, because they obviously, this DA wants to have a show trial, right?
Who's the judge?
I don't know who the judge is, if it's going to be the same judge, but the DA is Fannie Willis. And she is obviously, she's been fundraising off of this.
Axe grinder. She's a mess. So, like, she's the same as the guy in New York that did the indictment there.
Very true.
Yeah, there's just a lot of hooey. Okay, so now let's talk about the mug shot, shall we? You were talking the three, more. I wasn't talking about it. I was listening to you and Jay talk about what comes out of this. There are mugs of the mug shot. There are T-shirts. There are sweatshirts. Probably a few hats to go with the Magaga hats. Right? What else can come out of this mugshot? He looks like he'd practiced for a while.
There's a little bit of a smolder, a blue steel, and also says something looking straight through those eyebrows.
Yeah.
I love this photo. This is probably one of my favorite photos.
I actually think it's
photos.
A really good one. It could. It has the potential to be stupid and goofy because it's a mugshot, and I think people get nervous. But his look was.
Do you think he was nervous? Hold on, just a sec. Do you think Trump was nervous going into this?
No,
at all?
No, this is totally calculated what he was going to do. He knew.
Right.
I know you guys go, but this is what makes Donald Trump so smart and so good. So he goes in, 20 minutes in and out, he gets his mugshot, people are waiting on the streets to support him, okay, he goes back to his plane, he says, this is nonsense. And then they make an announcement on the news that his mugshot's not going to be released until the following morning. Well, what happens? Donald Trump, for the first time in years, goes back on Twitter and releases his own mugshot. He's a master of the media. You can say what you want about his politics if you want to vote for him, but you have to acknowledge that he knows how to master a headline and the media. And so he's now the headline he sees back on Twitter, and he's sending out his own mugshot. So it takes the stigma off of it. The Democrats wanted this to embarrass him, and now Trump's like, well, forget that. Here's my badge of honor. Here's my mugshot. Enjoy.
So Senator Tommy Tuberville, who's a Republican from Alabama, said he, quote, recognized that look on Trump's face in the mugshot. That's what he was talking about. I've seen President Trump with that look before when I played golf with him, and he missed a putt.
That's funny.
Which I thought was pretty funny, actually.
This is a dangerous game for the Democrats because they are banking on the fact that this is going to take Trump down during the general, and I don't know if it does anything but make him more popular.
The polls don't,
It really should be about policy, and it should be about all of this. And now, did you ever think in the United States that we'd be talking about legal remedies to take down our political opponents now? I mean, it's just, I don't know.
We're so stuck in nowhere land here.
It's depressing.
It's like the toilet, the flushing of the toilet and watching the water go down until the toilet bowl is empty. That's kind of, but there's just, and none of these people really have, as much as you didn't want to support Bloomberg, he was the only one that wouldn't have put us in the place that we are now. I'm convinced of that. All right, ladies, thank you. 59 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.